This is the New England Patriots news feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Tuesday, October 11th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. With the addition of Tom Brady and his impressive performance against the Cleveland Browns in his season debut on Sunday, the Patriots have climbed in both the ESPN.com and the NFL.com power rankings for Week 6. New England sits at number 2 on both rankings, sitting behind the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings in both cases. But that is where the similarities end. In the ESPN.com rankings, the Pittsburgh Steelers sit at number 3, the Denver Broncos are at number 4, and the Seattle Seahawks are at number 5. Meanwhile, in the NFL.com rankings, the Seahawks are at number 3, with the Atlanta Falcons at number 4 and the Broncos at number 5. Just 3 days after getting released by the Patriots, offensive guard Jonathan Cooper has been claimed off waivers by the Cleveland Browns. Former number 7 overall pick in the 2013 overall draft, Cooper was slated to start for the Patriots after he was acquired in exchange for defensive end Chandler Jones in a trade with the Arizona Cardinals this offseason. However, a foot injury sidelined him early in training camp, and second-year guard Shaq Mason took over the starting role. Cooper will look to help a Cleveland offensive line that has been decimated by injuries in recent weeks. Despite missing 3 kicks over the first 5 weeks of the season, Patriots kicker Steven Gostkowski's teammates and coaches have not lost confidence in him. Gostkowski, who only missed 3 field goals all of last season, said after the game, quote, "I'm obviously not playing up to my standards, but there's a new shot next week." Special teams captain Matthew Slater was quick to defend his teammate as well, saying, quote, "He's a proven player, a veteran in this league, and one who has had a lot of success year in and year out. Football is a game of ups and downs. There are going to be some good times, there are going to be some bad times. We just stick with it, and we definitely stick with Steven," end quote. Head coach Bill Belichick also defended his kicker, saying, quote, "Steven's one of our hardest working players, and I'd say one of our most respected players on the team because of the way he does work and how team-oriented he is. Whatever we've asked him to do, whether it be training things or kickoffs or situations, the amount of field goals where we've had multiple holders and snappers over the course of his career, he does a great job of working with those guys and just working to make the operation better and more consistent. We'll keep doing that just like we do with everything else in our program," end quote. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more of a speed on the 4-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSRadio.com on Twitter, at CLNSRadio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSFans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy for Patriots News Feed.